Hello, everybody. This is Lara Rapelke with Azure Friday, the special edition Azure Friday on the go at Build. And today we're here with Chris Gillen. We're going to be talking about Azure Functions and all the great announcements that we've heard this week at Build. So, Chris, you're a dev over the Azure Functions team. Talk to us about what are Azure Functions and why do we use them in our application?
Right. So Azure Functions is our serverless, event-driven compute platform. So basically, well, what does that mean? We have basically a bunch of, if you understand serverless and basically event-driven, the idea is that we have a bunch of message input sources. Let's say, for example, HTTP or queue messages or something from Azure Event Grid. And basically, when some message arrives, you want to be able to have some piece of code that goes and executes.
Right.
You don't necessarily care where that code lives. You don't necessarily want to deploy any servers or manage scale yourself.
Or manage.
You just have a piece of code and you just want it to run.
Yep.
And so that's basically what the Azure Functions platform is. We have a set of events. You can upload some code. And we will run that code for you when those events get fired. You don't have to provision any servers. And it's a purely consumption-based billing model. So you only pay for when your code is actually running.
Right.
If nothing's happening, you don't have to pay for anything.
Fantastic. And we've been seeing a lot of people adopting functions for many different kinds of scenarios. And one of the great things that I heard this week that I think a lot of my customers have been working with as it's been in preview is the durable functions.
Yes.
So I love durable functions. Talk to me about what you've delivered with durable functions.
Right. So basically durable functions, the simple way to kind of understand it is that it's the ability to write kind of long-running orchestrations,
mm-hmm.
long-running function orchestrations in code.
Right.
So, well, what does that mean? So I'll give you an example. Let's say that you have some application that you want to build, serverless. Let's say it has a bunch of steps. First you want to, receive a message that comes in from a queue. Then maybe you want to go and, download something from a blob. Then let's say you want to go and do some cognitive analysis on that. So basically, you've got a sequence of steps that you kind of need to orchestrate using a variety of functions. Well, functions today are stateless,
right?
They basically take some input, they do one thing, and then there's some output.
Right.
They don't talk to each other. They don't necessarily coordinate with each other.
And they don't remember things between these different tasks.
That's right.
Exactly.
So the idea of durable functions is, hey, I've got a whole bunch of functions. I want to wire them up together and make them kind of cooperate with each other.
Right.
So for example, you could write what's called an orchestrator function, which then goes and calls out to a bunch of different other functions and tells them, hey, I've got this work for you to do. Please go and do this work. And maybe that orchestrator will then wait for all of those guys to complete and then go on and move to the next step.
Right.
So it's really just kind of a way to create these long-running workflows, orchestrate a whole bunch of functions together to do something meaningful.
That's fantastic. I am super excited about this. I know that, like I said, we've been working with a lot of customers who've been implementing this already.
Yeah.
Where can I go and ask the rest of our audience out there to go to learn more and get started with the durable functions?
Yeah, so on docs.microsoft.com, we have an overview page on durable functions. It's really easy to find if you just, go to Bing and search for durable functions. And we will go through basically the entire full, kind of give you a nice overview of what it is and what problems it can be used to solve.
Right.
There's a whole bunch of different problems that it solves, and it solves them really well. Another thing that you, and so that'll give you all the steps for things like, the samples, how to get started,
perfect.
As well as what you can do. We're also open source. So we're on GitHub, I believe under the Azure kind of team group, and then
so that means you can run functions anywhere.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So
any cloud, any data center.
Absolutely.
That's pretty great.
So we like it if you run it in Azure.
Absolutely.
But
it is
if you
want to
go and take it somewhere else, you can absolutely do that.
Great.
Check us out on GitHub too. If you can ask questions there and file issues if you play with it and something doesn't quite work right. We're very responsive with it.
Okay.
And if you want to, we take contributions. Actually, a lot of durable functions was written by contributors from within Microsoft and outside of Microsoft who just really liked it.
Oh,
they just
great.
Wanted to add features and value to
it. So it's really becoming a community a service.
It really is.
Project.
It really is. It's kind of surprised me how engaged that folks have been with it, and I love it.
Yeah, bring in the passion and the intelligence from everybody around the world. So
totally.
Fantastic. Now, there was one other thing that we announced, and this also is for me, a pretty core capability that helps with how we may manage our functions. That's the integration with application services, or application insights, Application insights. Can you talk to me about that integration and what you announced this week?
Sure. So we've had integration with application insights for a while. The problem was it wasn't very tightly integrated.
Yes.
For example, you know, the experience we had for some time was, you know, hey, go to Application Insights, go find your key,
right,
and then go paste it into an app setting with a particular name, and then it's, you know, set up, assuming you copied the right thing over, and which, you know, when I use this first, I copied the wrong thing.
So you've got to follow a pretty convoluted documentation set of steps to be able to just get monitoring set up.
Exactly, just to get it set up, and then even if, let's say you want to go do the monitoring, then, you know, you have to go separately into App Insights and click the right buttons, go the right path, and find it. Well, what we announced today is kind of a very tight integration between those two, where Application Insights is set up for you by default.
By default, perfect.
So you don't have to go through any of those steps. Basically, we have a button now from the Azure Functions portal where you can go directly to the Application Insights and see exactly what's going on with your functions kind of right away.
Yep, so it's gathering all the logs, you can query the logs, you can pin that into your monitoring dashboard if you want.
That's right.
It's all single pane of glass, wonderful.
So we just made it dramatically simpler.
Great.
Is the great way to think about it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, well thank you very much for the time today. It was
no problem,
great
Laura.
Learning about everything that you've delivered over in Azure Functions, and keep going, looking forward to the next conversation.
All right, thanks a lot.
Again, this is Azure Friday, and we were learning today about Azure Functions.